This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I want to be an educated idiot. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. And hopefully you're starting to join us over on the website. This is a lot of fun. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yep, they did it to us again. Right? Because of a bunch of people who can't handle the truth hitting them in the face on a regular basis. They're afraid somehow that your little old host here, Joe Mussina, is going to make that big of a... And I don't even want to, I'm not even going to call out their names because I know who's driving it. I know the group that's driving it. So my attitude is such, you know what? You know, give it your best effort. Because you can't stop the truth. And you know you can't. The truth will always prevail. And just because you want to lie and do whatever you got to do to get us... We got thrown off of Facebook again. Apparently, the term... This is going to make sense. I talked about this last night. I told you it wasn't going to last long. Right? Apparently the term illegal alien is considered hate speech on Facebook now. It's really that simple. I just find it amazing. Hilariously amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I wasn't going to go down this road, but let's talk about this in reality. I mean, if you don't think that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so on, we heard a story tonight about Patreon, a program that allows, or a product that allows us to get donations and such online. Now they're shutting down conservatives as well. This is not free. This is exactly what the left wants. This is exactly what they hate the most, is freedom of speech. And until we start this, I've been telling you this, until we start pushing back, until we start making a big deal out of this, never going to stop. Never, ever, ever, ever going to stop. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, Corey Duncan will join me after the first break. I'm sure he'll have something to say about it. Like, I told you so. That's his favorite. Right? I told you. Corey, if you're listening, I have a mother. I don't need another one. All right. So, and then Nancy Pelosi. Right out of the chute. I told you this was going to happen. Right? I told you again this was going to happen. Investigate and impeach. And they're going right for the jugular. Today, apparently, and I don't know if you guys know this, they came in, these hardworking Democrats, they came in, they swore themselves in, right? Everybody did the happy, the picture taken, all that fun stuff. They debated for 4 hours, and then they went home. They're not coming back till next week. So you and I paid for them all to fly out, to spend 4 hours there, and then to fly back. Yeah, we pay them for that. And Nancy Pelosi just got a bump in pay, too. They all get $174,000 with the committee, $174,000. When the committee heads, it goes up to $192,000. When you're the Speaker of the House or you're at that level, it's $230,000 plus. All right? So the very first thing, or one of the first things they do, is they're inserting language into a bill, the shutdown bill. And this is what I've always said on the show. When do we start doing clean bills? When do we start doing bills that strictly are what the title is? They try to sneak all kinds of stuff in here just before the bill goes through, while it's sitting in committee and so forth. They shouldn't. We shouldn't allow them. House Democrats made the expansion of abortion one of their first orders of business in a bill that seeks to end the partial government shutdown. Hey, Democrats! You got to get past the Senate. And if Mitch McConnell, if he doesn't come through, if the Senate doesn't come through, everybody should vote Democrat in the next election. You heard me. No, really. See, this is like, you know when you get really bad scrape on your arm? And you put the Band-Aid on it, right? And then the Band-Aid it adheres to the arm. And you go to take the Band-Aid off, it's like, Are you one of those people that just kind of takes it off a little bit at a time? Or do you rip it all off and get it done in one side? You're like, done, right? You do the crazy dance, you get it over with, that's it. That's what we need to do. I know some of you get mad at me, but that's what we need to do. And instead of this slow, painful death of the Republic, just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get them in there at 100%. Let them raise taxes to the point that people pay in 90%. Let them raise taxes to the point that where they think they can invoke the single payer. Right, let them do all that. I heard some of the numbers in the bills today. My God, sweet Jesus. They're talking about billions of dollars to help out foreign governments. No. See, this is where if I was Trump, I would have the whiteboard up. And every day I would kick off the morning. I don't know if he drinks coffee or what or whatever he does. I would kick off the day sitting in front of the whiteboard. Okay, here's how it goes, Americans. This is what your Democrats want to do. They want to give X amount of billion dollars to foreign aid. They want to give X amount of billion for this, X amount of billion for that, X amount of billion for this, and zero. Absolutely no money for you to protect the borders. Let me know what you think. And I'd leave it at that. I really would. I'd have the camera fade away as I'm taking a drink out of my coffee or chewing on my donut or something. And let them explain on a daily. Keep them on the defensive every single day of the year. I didn't get to this. Not the way I wanted to. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey Duncan's up next. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. At California. If you go in west, stop in Arizona. Enjoy it. Have a couple of buffalo burgers. Okay? I mean, really that simple. I'm telling you. And oh, this will get Corey crazy. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy when he's on with me. I always enjoy making him nuts, too. It's really, really, I really have a fun time with it, you know? Corey, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear, sir. Thank you.
Now,
and I hope you and Tammy and everyone had a safe and a good holiday and New Year also.
Well, we had a great Christmas and a safe New Year. You know, my dad used to call New Year's Eve Amateur's Night, right? Mm-hmm. So us professionals stay at home. You know what I mean?
And
so
keep your night job.
Yeah.
Keep your night job.
Yeah, I know. Pretty bad. Yeah. All right, so there's some states. Now, you look like a husky, meat-eating kind of guy, right? I'm sure you don't pass many hamburgers up if you're like I am. And apparently, some of the states now have decided...
Sorry to comment.
You can comment in a minute.
Please stop making racist comments. Are you saying because I'm a big black dude? Okay. I might be a white guy.
Well, I'm a big white dude, you know, and I eat meat too. So. Hey, listen.
Well,
so,
you know, on this show we switch. You're the black guy, and I'm the white guy.
Okay. Oh, this is backwards day. Oh, I can do that.
Right.
Since the rest of the world is backwards. You're going to get me going. You're going to get me killed, and then you're going to get me going. All right. So some states are thinking about passing a meat tax, okay, to help you, guys like you and me, be healthier. So they figure if they tax meat at a higher rate, we'll eat less of it. And it'll help with global warming, cooling, climate dysfunction, or whatever they're calling it nowadays, because we'll kill less cows, so we'll need less cows, less, you know, cow stuff in the air. We actually live on this planet, you know. Would you pay extra tax money to have that big steak on your plate?
No.
Really?
No. Because, you know, most big guys now are vegetarian. So I guess not. I don't know. What you know, I wasn't
saying. You know that's big and it's vegetarian.
I have no idea. What kind of question is that?
No, I would pay. I don't care how much tax. This is for those yohos listening, okay? I don't care how much tax they're going to charge on my steak. I want my steak. I want my meat. I want my I have to. I'm Italian. I have to have meatballs. Are you going to take away my culture because you're going to charge me more for my meatballs? These guys are freaks.
Whatever you do, please. Hey, we need you to get out of California. You've been out there too long. I'm trying to get your brain to ice cream. Please.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man.
Corey, it's after the first of the year, right? So all the new laws and the different laws across the country are starting to kick in. And, you know how that goes, right? So you're
right.
Seeing all this crazy stuff pop up all over the place. And I think it's hilarious. And they wonder why. You know, crime is on the rise. We were talking to somebody today that's from Seattle. She said, oh, she always loved Seattle. You know, she lived there for years, and some of her friends just went back there and told her, you know, just what a, because it's a family show, what a crap hole it is up there in Seattle, because you've got the same government, the same people being elected that run San Francisco. And by the way, in case you know somebody who needs a job, they're not well-educated. In San Francisco, they'll pay you $165,000 a year to clean up human excrement off the streets. $165,000. That's not bad.
Well, it's no more goofier than giving people a driver's license that can't speak or write English. So, you know, that's what you see in a lot of these liberal states. And, you know, that's why I'm so glad that I've disconnected myself away from it, and especially... the GRCAG, Grassroots and Service Association Group. We're staying, trying to stay way away from them. I mean, we have chapters that's in states that's liberal. But you know, the thing of it is whenever you try to, you know, the people that they hire for these stupid jobs and these idiot jobs that they make up is only. I mean, you have to remember who makes up a job that pays that much. Or whatever, yeah, you know, it's like a lot of jobs that was in the federal government, and President Trump came in, and he downsized it because, you know, it was a czar for this, it was a czar for that.
Oh yeah.
Or whatever, when Barack was in office, and he found out that these guys was making hand over fist, you know, and it was just killing the taxpayers, and it's just crazy. He downsized it, got rid of a whole lot of them, and I was glad to see that they they were well on their way, and not sidestepping the conversation, but you know, I had the audacity to listen to Nancy Pelosi's speech today.
Oh, poor thing.
And you know, I saw the, you know, I want to thank this person, I want to thank, you know, the I can't remember his name. That was the mayor back in Baltimore in the 70s, and I grew up, and he told me everything, and I'm sitting there like, really? I was like, talk about the crime that's dead now. I said, 308 murders. I said, when you have anything over 300 or 400 murders like Baltimore or Chicago, or probably some other states and places that I don't know about right offhand, that's a combat zone. And I'm like, you know, like everything else in this world, everyone wants to talk about everything, and they want to talk, but they don't want to give up no answers. Everybody wants to talk about this and talk about that. So it is what it is. You know, I don't like to talk to people that don't have an answer. We have enough people that's trying to act like they're commentators and these great commentators and great on Facebook. Yeah, because you got a following of people. That's it. But you and your people are doing the same thing you did last February and the February before. So you're begging for money, you're trying to cheat people out of money. So
you and I have been talking about this for a long time. It's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, right? I mean, everybody's there with
exactly.
you, so not a problem. Now you went over something a million miles an hour, but you talk about President Trump and him being lean and mean. You think about something. When he ran for office, Hillary had 900 people working for her. 900 people on her payroll. He had 90. All right? And look what he did. Look what he pulled off. So to sit there and say he doesn't have a clue, he doesn't know how to make things work, he doesn't know about this. No, that's all nuts. You know? Crazy nuts. So anyhow, it's always interesting how they have a whole different way of looking at things. Right? And yet we still win at that level. Listen, when we come back, I want to talk to you about, being a black man here. I want to know when I get my reparations. Because Sheila Jackson Lee told me that I am due reparations, and she's going to put a bill in to make sure I get my due. We're going to talk about that inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump made a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room, congratulating Nancy Pelosi after she was sworn in as the new Speaker of the House. With Democrats now in the majority in the House, Pelosi's plan is to pass a spending bill to stop a partial government shutdown. But there's no money the president wants for a border wall.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security.
The president brought with him border officials like Brandon Judd.
Anywhere that you look where we have built walls, they have worked.
Pelosi says the spending bill will send the right message.
But do so to meet the needs of the American people, to protect our borders, and to respect our workers.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Oh, stop with the dreamy look in your eyes. Give me a break. And you know what? I love big band sounds. I really do. Not many people know what it is anymore. We've moved well past all of that stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always love when I have this guy on with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week and kind of get a different perspective on things. Corey, first, thanks for being with me, and I mean that sincerely.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. And I want to thank Tammy and you always and the loyal listeners that tune in to the show. You know, support Joe. Always support Joe and all positive Christian conservatives.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. You know, Facebook slapped us around again. They decided that the term illegal alien is now hate speech. Apparently, they didn't like the hour I did last night on that. There is no legal terminology that you can use in a court of law that is phrased as undocumented immigrant. They don't understand what that means. That is not a legal term. However, if in your brief you use the term illegal alien, it has a very specific meaning, and it's a legal meaning. But Facebook doesn't like it, not interested in the law. They're just going to do what they want to do. So let them do what they want to do. We're going to go around them. I've got something I could say, but I don't want to get pulled off the air, and we'll leave it at that. Anyhow. So, all right, my friend, you need to help me with something, because as a white guy, you owe me a lot. All right? And this is according to Sheila Jackson Lee. Now, I now identify, and I won't say as an African-American because that's not the proper terminology, as an American man who happens to be black. And Sheila Jackson Lee tells me that I have reparations coming. Even though slavery ended 153 years ago, all right, and the 13th Amendment actually ended slavery, she's putting a bill forward to make up for the 153 years that we have been oppressed and pushed down. We never got our 40 acres of land and the mule and some extra carrots to eat. None of that stuff. So I want to know what you're going to do as a white man to help me.
Okay, well, first I have two comments. First comment would be about what you just said. She's an idiot. Let's move on. You know, I never knew that witches could actually stand. I'm used to seeing her ride around on a broomstick. But anyway, you know,
she's
you better watch
idiot.
Out. You're gonna get the witches coming at you like they after Trump.
Well, see, the only problem about Facebook, they can't touch me because we're no longer on Facebook. We have a website, a true website, and we broadcast and say whatever we want to say on there, whether you like it or you don't like it. I'm not surprised by them attacking you or whatever on Facebook because they only attack people that's doing something. They only attack people. I see a lot of these people. They talk every day, regurgitate the news on these other Facebook pages. And my thing of it is that they don't attack them. And they don't attack them because they know they're not doing anything. They're going to be right there doing the same thing. It's just to make conversation. But you, my friend, you are affiliated with some people that are actually making things happen.
Yep.
And that might be another reason why they attack you. Hey, look, don't feel bad. My wife, Anna, was on there way back during the summertime when we got off, and she made a comment, and the LBT, the conservative LBT pro-fem crowd, went and ran back to Facebook. He was talking about us, and I wasn't even the person that made the comment, and they got me off of Facebook, you know? So it's like if people don't like you, they'll make up something to get you off Facebook, but guess what? As my mother will always say, when you pay for things, you can say whatever you want to say and do whatever you want to do. Because guess what? You paying the bill. You showed up to listen. So guess what? If you don't like what I say, there's 50,000 other channels that you can take your behind and go see. I love it. I love it. Because you know what? You know, as I always say, and I know a lot of people from our chapters are in, that text me, thank you, Donna, for your continued support of the Grassroots Conservative Association group and Marines and all of our military.
Oh, yeah, our Marines for sure.
The thing of it is that, my mother always said, never pay attention. I mean, never step on trash. Step over it and go and keep on going. You know, I don't bother about people's garbage they like to put on Facebook. Because Facebook is nothing but a bunch of say everything, do nothing people. That's why they're there. And I'm so happy they got rid of you. I mean, I know it's not radio. I probably shouldn't say that. But I'm non-filtered, so I will say that. And this part of the show is sponsored by, you know who, the Grassroots Conservative Association group. But anyway, Joe, I'm so happy you're up there because you don't need Facebook. You're too big of a prodigy, my friend, to be on there. That's Facebook is for people that don't do anything. Ask what happened to Dominic Silk. Oh, yeah, congratulations, Dominic Silk. I see you made it. You made it to Fox, and Fox is going to tune you down because you won't be doing all of that snapping fingers on there. No, you won't be doing all that.
Oh, no, no. You're exactly right there. They'll clean them up, and they won't allow them to do some of that that stereotypical stuff.
Joe, tell them about the real business of this. It's called sponsorship. When you start getting sponsored by somebody,
yeah,
but especially big people like that, they tell you what they're saying, what they're doing there, and guess what? The little crybabies can run to them. He's talking about us. He's talking about. Well, hey, look, check this out. You want to hear some street talk? Here it is. If you don't like facts, then don't tune into the real side. Because that's what. Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you.
Also for being on and tell the truth about things, unlike other people. They tune in, they you know, and then you go check them out on somebody else's page or whatever, and I don't care. We don't care. This is the real side, and Joe runs the show. I just want to say hello and thank you to all of the nice people that say the nice things about me on YouTube. We got somebody monitoring that now also for the people that say, well, Joe, he's not doing it. They're talking about nothing. See, I'm not going to listen because I don't want to sit on top of Mueller and Comey. Let's talk about educating these young Americans.
Bingo.
Let's talk about Cory Duncan that's putting out six conservative prep schools in the next 2 years. Let's talk about the Christian conservative colleges. Let's talk about the trade schools that I'm putting out. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that. No, we'd rather watch somebody bust their head and just that and whatever instead of talking about something that can really help out the future of this country.
You are actually doing what we've been talking about, you and I have been talking about for a few years. I've been talking about it for years, too, and saying, look, until we take back the school, well, until we take back the education system, I wouldn't even say the schools, until we take back the education system, so we start teaching our kids the truth about history and what we're doing here and what we should be doing here as a country, we will lose. We will continue to lose. It will continue to get worse because these young kids don't know what the truth is. You are actually taking your time, your resources, right? You're not reaching out to the government for all kinds of money and support and help. You don't want anything to do with them, as a matter of fact, right?
As I always say, man, Anna don't get a dime. We don't get a dime from this. We don't get a dime from this. And guess what? We make donations to people that's less fortunate. We're serving the citizens of the United States of America. That's what we're doing. Well, I'm not here to get a buck because I got my own buck. So, you know, my thing over there is before somebody said, I'm saying, oh, he's just speaking for someone. No, I'm not speaking for nobody else. The Grassroots and Service Association Group is I'm the co-owner of it. And my wife, Anna, she's the co-owner and I'm the owner of it. So let's get it straight when people sit up running their mouth. You know, I see a lot of people and I hear a lot of people say a lot of things. You need to get your facts and your story straight before Amen. You start talking about something. This movement is about young Americans. It's about educating. It's about educating them about our history, about educating them about how did we get here to having all of this crazy stuff that's going on. And this is not about anything about us making a buck or anything. Go check our page out, www.conservativegen.com, and you'll see exactly what we're doing. Go look at the school that's in River Oaks, Texas. And you tell me if there isn't somebody that gives a you-know-what about this country. I served it, and now I'm serving it again.
You sound a little passionate about this. I don't know. I'm kind of getting that from you.
Yes. Because I could call some people out. I could really call some people out about some things, but I'm not going to do that. This is 19, and we got so much on the plate to get,
well, you know,
get done with our movement.
Listen, you know this because you're in the business, if you would. But the Secret Service doesn't. They don't look at phony bills. They don't study phony bills. They study the real bill. They study the real thing. And the reason for that is that once you study the real thing enough, you'll know the counterfeit the minute they hit your hand or your eyeball for whatever it is. It's the same thing here. If we teach our young people, if you go after the young people as Hitler knew, Hitler himself knew that if he had the youth, he had the country. And if we teach our young people the truth about this country, how much this country has meant to the world as a whole in a positive way, we will have this country back again. But only after the break and those pesky little sponsors we were complaining about. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Happy music! We need some! I know many of you are in a deep depression. So that's why you have to... All right? Because you got to sing a song. I mean, with Nancy Pelosi now in power, the only way you're going to come out of this funk is to sing a song. Seriously. I mean, there's a lot of good music you can listen to out there. There's a lot of good that can pull you out of the nasties of... I mean, seriously, sweet Jesus. I mean, when I saw her up there, when I saw her trying to look like a happy grandma... Grandmother. I'm like, this can't be real. This is like a nightmare, right? I mean, the only thing that ran through my head is I saw her doing her thing for whatever that for her was this. She sees herself as a bad mamma jamma, which I don't even still know what that means, but at least I know it's not a bad word. I mean, seriously, did you see her up there with those kids? And she's going to take care of the country. She's going to take care of the people. She's in it for the... Well, where's she been for the last 40 years if she's just going to get into it for the people? Maybe Corey Duncan can help me on this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey, thanks for being with us. That was upbeat music. You were dancing, dude, weren't you? I could just see that.
Absolutely not. I have too much class to do that. And two, I keep telling you about making them racist comments. I don't know anything about music like that. I told you before.
You're not quite as old as I am. Close.
I don't don't know anything about that. I probably was still sucking on my fudge sticker when them...
Where's my walker? Somebody put that in the corner? Get it over here.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you caught up to that joke, because, you know...
Yeah, I got it. Anyhow. Oh, God. So, Sheila, I mean...
You got to love the real side. You got to love the real side. Thank you once again for having me up here. I know. And I've been getting some text messages from a lot of my people that's in the chat rooms and stuff. I was like, oh, this starting off 19 on a good foot.
I think so.
Everyone.
It's happy.
You know what? I want to thank you, Joe, and thank Cleveland, A. Rose. I want to thank everyone that's associated or supporting the Grassroots Conservative Association group. We got a lot of events coming up this year. And you go to our website, www.conservativegen.com, and we got so much that's going on. We got so much of that. Some of the things I can't even talk about because they're so far out, 5, 10, we almost got 20 years out or whatever.
Wow.
We got things that we had planned, and it's all, and we are nonprofit based in Houston, Texas, so we're not asking for, what we need is people's support, not only their support, but to support these prep schools. God bless everyone that's enrolled in River Oaks, and also Minnesota, Utah. We backed out of, no offense intended to all of the awesome people that I talked to in Sacramento. We backed out of that because of
godly wisdom. Because of godly wisdom. I'll say it.
I backed out of that. Then we was like, nah, that's okay. But, enrollment is up. We're up to 1,400 for River Oaks College Station.
Cool.
Utah, we're approaching that. So we got a wait list of people, that at least 50 strong for each or whatever. But we're ready to rock and roll and change some of the things, that especially with our trade schools. Our trade schools are really going to be big. I want to, like I said, big hello to everyone up there in the Bronx and also Queens and Scottsdale, Arizona.
Queens. All right, we're with you.
Yeah, please don't do that because you're from Boston. Don't do that. You're killing the most.
No, why? They do it to me all the time. They want to say stuff like, oh, you're from Boston? Boston? No, yeah. We don't talk like that. All right? Just stop.
But you know what? I give you guys a lot of credit. I give you a lot of credit because Boston isn't really what people think of it. Yeah, it's like I heard someone say a long time ago about Texas. And I was like, man, you had no idea how awesome Texas is. And I said, I'm a New Yorker by heart. Spent a little time in that garbage hole called Baltimore and stuff, that posted toilet that they have up there now. But Texas is just awesome. It's awesome because of the great people of Texas and how they run things. And, there's a lot of things that you do up here and that you can't do down there. There are a lot of things in California that you do there and you can't do out in Texas. But Texas is an awesome place, and we're so happy to be affiliated with these schools with that. And, they used to say, man, do they have cars? And I'm like, I've never seen people that have never been somewhere, but they know everything about the place. Like a lot of people that I see sometimes, maybe some people in the chat room that is like that. They know everything, but yet you're not doing anything.
No.
You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about, Joe.
I do.
The pop open the laptop, turn on the PC people, and I spitball from behind it. Well, come on out from behind it. Come on out from behind it, because guess what? Soon we're going to be calling a whole lot of people out. We're going to be calling out a whole lot of people. Guess what? If you're going, Joe? Today or tomorrow, and we talked off the radio about this, today or tomorrow, what's a true supporter of yours? What's a true supporter? A true supporter is a person that's there for you, and there for you when you need sponsorship, when you need this, when you need that.
Yep.
They're there for you. It has nothing to do with that. The thing of it is that you got a lot of people, and that's why me and a lot of Facebook people did not get along, because they are people that just... do stuff behind a laptop. We've done a lot of things for a lot of people. We go to their events. We come to their events and we're like, wow, we travel 1,200, 1,700 miles here or whatever, 500 miles if we travel here. I knew of one person traveling on a bus to come somewhere. And then you got these other people that You got jobs and everything, and you can't show up to support this person, but you can support them over the laptop. That's sad. That's not a true supporter.
No, we see
that's
that.
That's not a true supporter.
Conservatives do that on a regular basis. It's been one of my sore spots for years, where you put an event together, you go, and it's not just, you know, I used to say, it's not that it was me that you really didn't want to come see, because it was me and Dr. Gina and Anne-Marie Morrell. There's a bunch of us at an event, and 2,000 people said they were going to show up, and if we got 200 there, I'm overcounting. And it's not the first time stuff like that happens, where you call for people to come out, they want to come out, they want to help, and they don't show. So you really don't want to help. You really, and listen, one of the things that makes me nuts, you see, you hit a hot button. I was in an event. I was talking about some of the things that were going on, and somebody yells out, "Well, unlike the Democrats, we have jobs." And I go, "Really? That is such an old BS response, because if you really want to fight, you really want to put yourself out there,
amen,
take a vacation
amen
day. Take a day amen off. And take some amen pain." Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
You know, that's what I heard from some people. I got a career. I serve my country, and I'll be retiring. 34 years. 34, my friend.
34?
34 years. 34 years, civilian, well, military and civilian. Was tacked on with my civilian.
So you're close to my
years
to my age.
And guess what? I'm still serving, because guess what? I will not roll over. I will not retreat. I will continue to help out young Americans. I will continue to educate them. And guess what? Even if they're not young Americans, even the ones that's our age, Joe, or younger, or whatever, that generation, I will still help. Because guess what? We need, our trade schools are about putting people out here in the workforce. That they're not just giving a certificate and we gobble the money up like these other trade schools. And for one thing, I want to tell all of the ones that's on here that claim they know so much. We're not a charter school. We're a prep school that's probably a private entity is running it, which is a private entity.
There you
go. Because I always get these emails from people that hear other people say things that don't know nothing. Which will probably say something after I come off this. If you come off this segment, yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. So. Listen, in all sincerity, one of the things when it comes to career tech ed, one of the things when it comes to, you know, trade schools, that kind of stuff, or even helping, understanding would help. You need to have a heart for this. I've dealt with a lot of people that understand the need for career tech ed, understand the need to help our kids, but they don't know how to do it because they don't have a heart for it. They have an academic reason for it. You have a heart for this. You understand the importance of this. And we need more people like you stepping up and really making a difference for our young people. There's no other way to put it. That's just the way it works. Right?
Well, guess what? Guess what? Me and Anna don't get a dime from this. We don't want a dime from it. What we want to do is to put the education to our country, our family, and education back into, and also to make sure that people understand what we're doing here. This is not about money. This is about educating, bringing mm-hmm God back into the fold, educating about history. You know, I got so much that I can say and say, but I know we run out of time. But please, you know, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, even the ones that, you know, probably throwing darts. Or,
if they're throwing darts, we really want them to tune in, right? Because you don't want to see their eyes start to twitch.
www.conservativegen.com, and we got a lot of events coming up. Some that you're going to be at.
I will do whatever you need me to do. Yep.
That's right, sir. The golf tournament's coming up, so get your golf clubs out.
Oh, I don't do golf. I do hockey.
Harley Davidson.
Can I do with hockey stick? No, maybe.
Sure. Bring it along.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Rail Side. A lot more with Corey Duncan next week. Right? I mean, people, pay attention to what's going on. Seriously. I don't have to tell you every time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Mark Anthony joins us in the next break. Look him up on Google. You'll find out what's going on. You listen to The Rail Side.